live sequence now.
What's up there, Sparky?
Blessed morning to you guys.
Blessed morning back at you, dog.
Captain Haw.
We've all gotten telemarketer calls.
Yes.
2 months ago.
Every night.
11:30 at night.
Every night.
I go, hello. He goes, you are under federal investigation. You need to speak with me right now. You're being sued.
By the IRS.
We're special agents of the Internal Revenue Service, and we'd like to inform you that you are under criminal investigation.
I said, thanks a lot. Boom. Hung up the phone.
See, you hung up. You're too easy.
I gave up.
Now, you gotta have some fun with this. You've all gotten the one, well, your computer is infected with a virus.
Yeah, I've gotten that.
Usually I'll go, and my son looks at me like I'm a total idiot, and I'm like, oh, really? It is? Oh, thank you so much for helping me out. Let me sit down here so I can give you my personal information and you can help me avert this disaster. Do you think I'm stupid? And I'll hang up. Stop calling.
Well, I had the cable guy one day.
Cable guy?
Yeah, we'll come between like 12 and 6. I said, that one's not going to work for me, but why don't you just pull up to the house? I'll be home before 4 and 8. You just wait, and when I get there, I'll get there.
So, what are you trying to say?
From the 7th floor of the Tribune Towers.
Boy, this has been tremendously tremendous.
In downtown Chicago.
Chicago! Bolchik scores! Beauty!
Come on, sucker.
He is moving like a tremendous machine.
Let's get it on.
It's the Cap'n Haw Show.
Everyone has to do their job.
We're going to ball until we fall.
That's a shot and a beer.
Do your job.
That's the Hazleton way.
Let's begin now.
Yes!
Good morning. Welcome in. Cap'n Haw on the air on Comcast Sportsnet. WGN Plus. I'm David Kaplan. My partner, little David Haw, off on vacation. He won't be back till the 13th. Mark Harmon and Ryan McGuffey are both here in the studio. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, David.
Boy, this is going to be fun.
I know, you're so...
I'm excited.
Is that an anti-Haw excitement?
I brought the Indiana, so Indiana's still being represented.
Right, I needed Indiana to represent for Haw.
Okay.
He's off. And I needed to have you and your ridiculousness.
Okay. I thought that Haw's just been dominating you so much on the show yesterday that you needed a breather from...
Haw's been bringing his A-game. I'll give him that.
He's been just pounding down on you. It's been enjoyable for all of us in Watch Cap'n Haw Land.
He's been
We plan on doing the same, actually. So
bring it on. Pack a lunch, boys. Cap'n Haw brought to you by Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers, and we thank them for their support of the Cap'n Haw Show. Coming up, Shannon Ryan, 9:55, about the cesspool that is apparently the University of Illinois Athletic Department. She's been front and center in the Tribune on the articles of these lawsuits and these allegations and all the nonsense going on apparently down in Champaign-Urbana. She'll join us at 9:55. Jed Hoyer, Cubs general manager, with us at 10:25. And then our guy Billy Deck, Rocket Ranch Production CEO and founder. He's got the Underground, he's got Sunda and a bunch of other places, and the Stanley Cup is basically taking up residence with this guy. Billy is a good friend. He will be in the studio at 11:10.
I'm so intimidated by Billy Deck. He's just,
are you?
The guy's so powerful. I mean, I feel like any restaurant you want to get into, Deck can either get you there or get you out.
So why are you intimidated? He's going to be rubbing elbows
because
with you
if I don't do a good job today, I feel like Billy Deck, I could be mid-steak at some restaurant, and Deck could just have that thing swooped out from under me.
Well, you better be on your A-game then.
You're so soft, Carl.
You are. Come on, man.
You're exceptionally soft.
I feel like this is like an invitation now into whatever restaurant or
Have you been in a room with Billy Deck before?
I have.
Billy Deck will take you down, man.
I know. Hey, look, I know. There's power there.
Oh, my God. Guys are soft. Anyway.
I agree with you on this one, Carl. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
No. I agree with Cap, I'm saying.
It's got nothing to do with softness. I just have respect for people of power, and Billy Deck is a man of power.
You're unbelievable. Jeez. Anyway, coming up today, White Sox had the day off yesterday. They're coming off 2 straight against the St. Louis Cardinals.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Cubs have moved to 8.5 back because the Padres took the Cardinals down last night in St. Louis. 5-3
in extras. Yeah, the first time they've lost 3 in a row at home all year.
So they have lost 3 in a row. Cubs are 8.5 back. They've won 3 straight. They've taken 7 in a row from the Mets. Actually, 9 in a row, but yeah. 7 this season. First time since 08 they have swept a team in a season series of more than 5 games, and it's only happened 4 times in the franchise's history, 08 and then in the 1800s twice.
Does it matter? I mean, for real. It's cool.
It kind of matters. It's fun to beat the Mets seven straight. There's some enjoyment there, even though
it's going to come back to
bite. I know Ron Santo had a drink last night in heaven.
It's going to come back to bite. I'm sure he did. Especially with
the
Mets.
Thank you. Yeah. He hates the Mets. Hated them.
For a team that's going to be chasing, I think in the fight, at least for a second wild card spot the whole year, they're going to look back on the seven games against the Cubs and go, there's where we lost it.
I still remember they had a Ron Santo blazer. You remember this? Chevrolet did a Ron Santo blazer.
That's right.
Had a number 10 on the door and had like Cubs colors and all that. So they pulled it into right field, and Stoney walked into the booth one day. And he knew Ronnie hated the Mets. And Stoney and Ronnie were not the best of friends now.
That's putting it kindly.
And Stoney knew how to needle him and dig under. He got him good. Anyway, he said, hey, Stoney, what do you think? They got a Ron Santo blazer out there. Stoney said, yeah, I've heard all about it. He goes, you have? He said, yeah, I heard it runs great till August. Then the wheels fall off. And I thought Santo was going to kill him. One of the best lines I've heard in a long time. Anyway, Cubs have the fighting fish, the Marlins, in town today. And then the White Sox at home with the Baltimore Orioles. Did the two-game series that they swept in St. Louis turn the Sox season around or no? They won
two
games.
How can you say two games has turned the season around?
I didn't say it did. I'm just asking the question.
So you're kind of saying...
You're Sox boy. I wanted to know your thought.
No, it didn't turn the season around. If they sweep the Orioles, then maybe we can talk about that. I think their approach was good. There were things about... What?
First of all, I'm like stunned by the question. Like, did they turn
too.
The...
I mean,
that was the kindest question the Caps ever asked. And now you're jumping in. Well, if they get the Orioles this weekend...
You've swept two first place teams.
Who did you sweep earlier in the year?
So Houston.
You haven't given
you
up.
You swept Houston at. It's up the A's. That's the other one. Swept the A's and then went on a losing streak. Swept Houston and went on an 8-game losing streak.
Right. I think the approach in St. Louis was good. There were things that were likable. I'm not just Chris Sale.
Did he pitch every day?
I wish.
Wow.
Ugh. But Melky Cabrera. His approach has been better. Adam Eaton, those guys are slowly turning it around. But the problem is they need like six of those guys to turn it around. So to sit here and say the two games in St. Louis turn your season around, absolutely. Come on. They're in last place still.
I really didn't know there was one White Sox fan out there that had any hope left for this season. I'm impressed that, and you just kind of walked it back for a second there, but you're allowing yourself to feel a drop of excitement if they can have a big weekend against the Orioles.
No, they need a big homestand. They need to take this all the way into next weekend against the Cubs. They need to go. Well, they have three against the Orioles. You have three against the Orioles, and then they have Toronto, and then they have the Cubs.
Yeah, they have Toronto for three, four. Toronto for four, and then they go to Wrigley.
And in the great Jackal,
if they were to go, they need to go 8-2.
In the great Jackal, Mike Jacobson's notes today, he did mention the White Sox are only six.
What did you call him?
The great Jackal. Yeah. Look at him. The guy's phenomenal.
Let Carmen tell this thought here because this is.
I'm reading through his 15 pages of notes that he puts together every day, best producers.
You realize in one day he became a better producer than you ever were.
Why even give him a whole day? It was at least 3 hours.
Like the interview, I went, wait, guys like this exist?
Let's give a little credit to my producing talents for at least the first 6 months that I was your producer. After that, it was a train wreck. But the first 6 months I was there, I want that on the record. But the Jackal put in there White Sox only 6.5 games back of the second wild card spot. And I read that. I'm like, oh, my God, only 6.5
I read
back.
That, and I'm like, I was seething. I'm like laying in bed looking through his notes going, come on, man. How do you even put that in? I think only Oakland would be lower. I think Oakland by percentage points might be low. Without looking, I think they're right there too.
I mean, before that, it was the White Sox have the worst, are in last place. That was there too, which of course they are.
Yeah.
But long season this baseball season. I mean, every year they play 162 games. That doesn't change, even though who knows under Rob Manfredson if he maybe will reduce it back. I feel like anything's on the table with that guy. But it's not like there isn't time to turn it around. Normally you are what you are by this point in the season. Yes, Cappy, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Did you dye your hair again?
I hate that you just said that, but yes, I did. Yes, I did. I can't.
Where did that come from?
Because he was grayer the other day when I saw him.
It's too dark. She went a little too far. I go with the gray blend. And I was looking at it the other day, and it was bothering me, so I said, it's time for a gray blend. And she's like, you want to go a little bit darker? I said, let's go a little bit darker. Now it's too dark.
It's not too dark.
You like it?
I didn't notice.
See, no one's noticed. Literally, no. Did Jacobson put you up on this?
Did I tell?
I don't think I told him. So you just noticed it. You're an underrated noticing guy. You notice things where you're in your own land over there, but yet you notice things like a hair dye. That hair dye that you put me through back in the WGN night show days was the worst color job ever
done. That was the best.
Oh, it was so bad.
You look like a hockey puck.
It was legit shoe polish to the 10th power.
We got his hair dyed jet black.
It was horrendous. We're on television now. I don't feel comfortable.
Looks good, Carmen.
Might have to go back.
Anyway, Jimmy Butler agrees to his deal, and it speaks to Rolling Stone. Says no issues with him and Derrick Rose. I'll leave it at that. Do you believe him?
David Haw says money doesn't change Butler.
Haw was spot on today. That's a must-read column.
Yeah?
Damn it. It was great.
Did he write today?
It was good.
No, I'm kidding. Blackhawks still quiet. They still have to cut about $10 million minimum in payroll, which still means Patrick Sharp hit the road, Brian Bickle, adios, and who else? And my guy, Eldrick Tiger Woods. About that.
All he needed to do was go back to being himself.
Chasing women and making birdies.
That's what I do.
That's it.
God bless him.
Just be who you are.
Yeah.
Embrace who you are. You're not a relationship guy at this point in your life. So just go out and get all the porn stars and whatever else it is you want make birdies.
Way to walk that one back.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. In honor of 4th of July, MyPillow conducting a Made in America sale for the Cap'n Haw audience. It's 2-for-1 MyPillows. Tiger ought to give those out. All week long, MyPillow guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. First night you sleep on a MyPillow like I did last night, you'll understand why they've sold over 5 million. They have 4 support levels conforming to your preferred shape. They even have a built-in cooling effect keeping your head cool throughout the night. Perfect for summer sleeping. MyPillow is a 10-year, will-not-go-flat warranty. They even let you sleep on it for 60 nights. And if it's not the very best you ever own, they refund 100% of the purchase price. You'll love these pillows right now. 2-for-1 MyPillows. Use promo code CAP, K-A-P, at MyPillow.com or call 800-299-5854. 800-299-5854. MyPillow.com, promo code KAP. 2-for-1 MyPillows this week only. My guy, D-Haw, enjoy your vacation, buddy. You earned it. Take a time out. Carm and Guff are in. We'll be right back.
This is the Cap'n Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
Overall, we knew we had to pick it up, offensively and defensively. Just was something that we had to make a decision, coming here. Were we up for that challenge? And we came out and pitched extremely well, swung the bats just enough, and played really good defense. And today, the guys behind me were great, was able to keep the pitch count low for the most part, and, get the W. I got the magic in
me. There you go, Jake Arrieta, who joined the Cubs 2 years ago yesterday, and in that 2-year span as a Cub, 22-12 with a 2.48 ERA. Cap'n Haw rolls on. What is it?
2.81.
Oh, sorry, 2.81. Mike told me 2.48. 2.81. Sorry,
Mike's awesome notes.
Anyway,
right here, buddy.
Ryan McGuffey and Mark Carmen are here. I'm David Kaplan. Big D. David Haw is off on a little well-earned vacay. He'll be back on the 13th. I'll actually be gone starting next Thursday, so Cap'n Haw will resume on the 20th. We'll have some. Carm will be in here a bunch, I think. So 312-235-2525 is our phone number, comment, question, thought. So the Cubs sweep the Mets away. Arrieta says we can beat anybody. We have the defense. We have the players. We have the pitching. We have to hit. And if we bring our A game, we can beat anybody. Do you agree with that?
No, because they're 2-7 against the Cardinals? If they want to back that up when St. Louis comes to town on Monday for a 4-game set, then...
Okay, what if they play well this weekend and they take 3 of 4 from the Cardinals?
I think they can play with anybody. I still think that they can't... they're still missing a piece or two.
I think they're missing one big bat.
I think they're missing an arm.
And a starting pitcher. And I'm not talking about Jonathan Neese. I'm talking about...
Who are you talking about?
It doesn't have to be Cole Hamels, but somebody...
Scott Kazmir do it for you?
Possibly for a year, the rest of the year. Possibly.
I still think they need a bullpen arm, too. at the back end.
Well, that could be Rafael Soriano.
I mean, it could be. You paid him $4 million, right?
You paid him two, prorated over.
That's still,
half.
You paid him $2 million.
It's a lot of money.
Has he left the Dominican yet?
No, he's still having some visa issues.
I mean, isn't that become its own issue now? I mean, he's not coming from the Dominican and going straight to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, when we get Jed on, we're going to ask him
okay.
about that. I want to ask him about who he had dinner with in Spain, or France, I think it was. And I want to ask him about Rafael Soriano. 10:25, Jed Hoyer on the show.
I do think the Cubs, they have leadership that the South Side is missing in the worst way.
Is that a shot right at Robin? And you're talking about Joe, or are we talking in the clubhouse,
I'm talking actual players. I'm talking actual players, guys who can step up to the microphone like Jake Arrieta did yesterday and say, we could beat anybody. There's none of that on the South. There's none of that. Well, and they said it goes back to Rizzo at Harry Carey's before Cubs convention saying, we're going to win the division. I know what I'm saying. Mark my words. Print it.
Whether they do or don't, the Sox don't have that bold type guy.
Whether they do or don't, the fact is they make the statements, they back them up, and most importantly, they believe. They believe in it.
There is confidence there. I mean, Samardzija will say stuff. He just hasn't had a terrible year. I mean, that guy's never going to sit there and not say what he thinks.
He's a great leader, but when's the last time he hasn't had any...
No, he hasn't backed it up.
I completely disagree with you. Jeff Samardzija's been fantastic lately. Don't go back to Sunday and say he blew the game. Maybe he shouldn't have been in there. I'm just saying that he had thrown.
Well, first of all, I think it's hard for a pitcher to be the leader of your clubhouse.
I 100%
total,
agree with you.
Because he's not out there every day.
I do agree with you. I think it's okay for him to be a leader, though.
Correct. Jake Arrieta can be one of the premier voices in there. But when you have Anthony Rizzo, who's a veteran player. Mm-hmm. He's a commanding presence. He backed it up last year when he went to fight the Cincinnati Reds, or tried to. That's the type of leader I'm talking. The Sox had that with Paul Konerko.
I think he was a different kind of leader, but they did have somebody.
He wasn't a leader that's running to the camera to be boastful.
No.
But in that clubhouse,
yes,
he was the man.
Respected. Absolutely.
Correct.
I just think that, and I keep going back to this, but like guys like A.J. Pierzynski rub people the wrong way, but in the clubhouse. You didn't mess around. There were things that were unacceptable. It's okay to have guys who, maybe to the average Joe are just, they seem out there. I think that actually helps the clubhouse. I've said it on this show, that the Minnesota Twins right now are above 500 because I think Torrey Hunter is largely responsible for that. I really do.
Well, but the Cubs also have a guy in their clubhouse, and I keep getting tweets, why is David Ross on the team? Ross is a voice in that clubhouse. He is a winning ball player. He knows his role as a backup catcher. And he's not worried about his batting average.
Nope.
I believe.
Did you see what he did the other day when Lester struggled through the first 10 pitches? He went out there and he wasn't like, hey man, relax. It was knock off the BS and let's go.
Mm-hmm. And Lester needs a guy like that, because for how mentally strong he seems, there's holes in that all the time. We see him he's fidgety. He doesn't look comfortable yet here, really. It's surprising to me. And his performance has been up, down, and I know he had a great game the other day against the Mets, but it is the New York Mets. I mean, they can't. I feel like, Cappy, in your premier rec league, you could probably get a couple outs in the New York Mets. Maybe you could even throw a scoreless frame.
That's a team, though, that's battling to go to a wild card.
Yeah, they're having issues offensively for sure, obviously. I mean, coming into the series against the Cubs, they're having issues, but when after the four-game series, they score, a run? I mean.
Leadership, though, it's you look at.
Three games.
Konerko was you're downplaying Konerko's leadership, I guess, but
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying he was a different kind of leader.
Quiet
to the media, quiet to what we, for our purposes.
Yeah, because the one mistake
quiet
people
but
make,
approachable. Quiet but always a guy there ready to answer good or bad.
He was a phenomenal.
I guarantee
for us.
You that Robin Ventura is not being walked all over in the clubhouse, but the team looks like it's lethargic at times.
I'm just – we're talking about leadership. Who's the guy in the clubhouse right now? You're going, okay, yeah, he's a guy. He's one. He's another.
I know that if – I don't know, pick a rookie. If Chris Bryant didn't do something right.
Right.
I don't mean a fundamental error.
He didn't run the ball out to first base.
Anthony Rizzo would be at him, or Jake Arrieta, or John Lester,
or
David
Madden.
Ross, or Joe Madden. And we might not see it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't go Bobby Cox and pull him off the field. They would walk up to whoever it is, Addison, Russell, Chris, and they would say, that's not the way we do things here anymore. Knock it off.
Well, the way they handled Junior Lake early in the year was a great sign of they had their clubhouse in order. That was a fantastic job by Joe Maddon. And the other tenure to me means a huge thing. I mean, the Rizzo's been here so long. He's got that. He's got the credibility. But a guy like Montero, he stepped right in, and that guy.
Hashtag we are good.
He's another leader.
Yeah. I mean, he's impressive. You see him walking off
you
the
mound. You
remember
when Rondon gave up the home run to Goldschmidt in Arizona? He said to the media, I told him that's not the way you need to throw here. That stuff can't happen. You can't let the game get so fast. He called him out.
I knew in spring training Montero was going to be one of those special type of guys. He's just a fiery guy that people gravitate towards.
He does.
So
he does. And it's funny.
I think that back to the original question, yeah, I think the Cubs, I think they can play with anybody down the stretch. I really do.
So if the price was high but you could get Cole Hamels, would you do it?
It depends on what your high price is. I don't know what that means.
We could continue this, but Chris Coughlin's your four-hitter. That's not going to work.
Your outfield's got issues.
You need a bat.
Chris DeNorfia, Chris Coughlin. Chris DeNorfia?
Love the Ryan Dempster lookalike. That's what I call him.
Yeah. He does. That pic. What did I say to you yesterday?
Yeah, so who's it look
like? I had
the
picture when he's being held horizontal after he won it, and they're all holding him, and he's like this with his expression. I said, who's that look like? He goes, Ryan Dempster. Looked exactly like him. 9 a.m. hour, sponsored by the great people at Apt Electronics in Glenview. ABT. App.com. Ask for the one and only, the best in the business, Steve Shapiro. Again, Shannon Ryan in be on the phone. 9:55, Jed Hoyer, 10:25, in-studio, Billy Deck, 11:10. And today, Miami at the Cubs, 12:30, CSN will be live from the bleachers with Len and JD for the broadcast. Holly and I live from the field with pre- and post-game. And Sports Talk Live, 5:30, Orioles at Sox at 7, Beer Money this Sunday at 7, I think, with Chuck Garfine. Is that right?
This episode, I believe, is not Chuck. Okay. Chuck did tape one yesterday.
He did?
Yes.
There you go. Take a time out. We'll come right back. Get to your calls. Kelly in Chicago. Chad in Rantoul. Alex is in Beach Park. Tim's in Chicago. We're talking baseball with you, both sides of town. Be right back.
It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
Baxter takes off on the 3-2, and that one hit the deep right. Back on it is Granderson. It is off the wall. It's gone. I think he got a glove on it. And it's a two-run homer for Herrera.
He's done a great job. goes from the safety squeeze bunt, perfectly executed, to putting the ball over the wall when you needed it. Probably DeGrom's 115th pitch, worked a great at-bat, hits a homer. I mean, plays a nice third base. He stays ready.
Do you believe in magic? Maybe heart, how the music can free.
It's our guy, Jolton Joe, after that Jonathan Herrera home run that was not touched by Curtis Granderson, hit the top of the fence and dropped over. Two-run bomb. Maddon talking after the game about how Herrera prepares every day like he's starting. And Herrera said, guys will come up and go, oh, you're stretching? Are you starting today? Nope, but I'm ready. Jonathan Herrera, 30 years old, and has been a very nice addition to the Chicago Cubs. Cap and Haw continues. Big D-Haw relaxing at his casa before he heads off on vacation. So have a great time, David. Ryan McGuffey, Mark Carmen are in. Takes two guys to fill David's role. A few different things. First on the Twitter machine.
Do you like Twitter, Cap?
I love Twitter. I'm figuring out how I can tweet from Italy. I'm going to Italy.
It's called an international plan.
Good luck with that one.
Let's see. Irene Wojnar on Twitter. It's nice to see guys that can admit they color their hair. Women would never mention the subject.
Thank you. Thank you, Irene. I got to be transparent, Irene. Can't be living a lie.
And our boy Dan Filato, my old producer here, who's now the manager and producer for Artie Lang, who's one of the funniest guys in the world, listening to my buddy at the Catman and the Boys from New York City.
I think it said the other guys.
He said the other guys
from New York City. I was being kind. I can only wonder what bad free shirt he's wearing.
Hashtag other
nice,
guys.
Yeah.
Nice free shirt. Comcast Sportsnet shirt. And he's got a picture of downtown New York with his Beats speaker. Yeah. Very good. Anyway, 312-235-2525. Kelly in Chicago has a great question. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up there, Sparky?
Just want to know about the Cubs with Arrieta. Are they going to lock him up? They need to, man. Guy's great.
Well, how many years does he have left, though, before free agency? He's got a ways to go.
They hold control over him for a little while here.
Yeah.
That deal is unbelievable. You got Jake Arrieta for garbage. You ended up,
Scott Feldman signed a $30 million deal.
Feldman,
he's not garbage.
Scott Feldman's a fourth, fifth starter. I'll throw a four in there.
I disagree there.
Okay, you got him for basically nothing. The guy is your best pitcher. If you had a wild card game right now, he's starting it over John Lester. That was an unbelievable trade.
100% agree with you. He's a free agent in 2018, so you got some years of control.
So you got
Jake
two
Harris.
More.
And you got Pedro Strop, didn't you?
Yes, for Clevinger and Scott Feldman. That's an amazing trade.
It's a rip job.
2 years ago yesterday.
It's a rip job.
That was one that worked out in your favor.
I had some questions. I got a question about Arrieta for Jed, but the guy is a workhorse. He is like, it's something insane. He has like 3 or 4% body fat. He's a Pilates. He lost
weight and got into insane shape.
He's a Pilates machine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a Pilates machine delivered to Wrigley Field. I've seen him as like a Pilates instructor with some of the Cubs pitching staff, including Edwin Jackson. I mean, this guy is serious about his workload on and off the field.
And
it's unbelievable.
He drinks the kale stuff. Yep. I mean, yeah, he's phenomenal.
He's committed.
He's working the body. He's also working the mind. Guy couldn't find the strike zone before, and now he's locked in. And it was awesome to see him after being taken out when they got the bomb from Ontario yesterday, make it 6-1. Him and Madden having the conversation. He's sitting there going, come on, Joe, let me go out there. And Madden held true, like, listen, we're saving bullets for you. I want to get Travis Wood out there to get him some run. That whole dynamic, that just shows what's going on in that clubhouse. You got
to
like it.
I would wonder if they'd go to him right, you know, at the end of the year. He signed a one-year, $3.63 million deal. It's the first year he's made solid money, you know, for an athlete. He's got arbitration for two more years. Then he's a free agent starting with the 18 season. So do you go to him and go, let's do a five-year deal, four-year deal. We'll buy out those two arbitration years and give you three more.
For how much? Because that's some serious coin right there.
I would think you're talking.
And Scott Boras, I believe, represents him. So we could already end this argument.
I mean, you're,
that is Scott Boras.
You're dialing up close to 20 for him.
That's, I think he's
20?
20 million? No way.
Not
if you're going to him in an arbitration, saying we're buying out arbitration.
Okay, if you're Jake Arrieta right now, what are you signing for? You can take 15? It's not going to be 10. No.
It won't be 10.
No way.
What are you talking about, like 4 for 60? No shot.
Well, I mean, 4 for 60?
4 for 60, you don't think he'd do?
No.
You think he'd say no?
I do.
Right. So
I think Scott Boras would tell him to say no.
You're going
to
get close to 20.
Wait a minute. You're at 3.63, and we're going to take you to 15 a year guaranteed for 4 years. And he'd say no.
I'm not. I think Scott Boras would say no. I'm playing that game. Scott Boras doesn't buy out arbitration.
He's probably jumping to 10 next year, something like that.
That's a pretty big jump.
It's a big leap. Okay, so let's put it at 8.
Okay.
Let's put it at 8. And then the year after that,
I mean,
listen, the guy's also had shoulder issues. I mean, not
he's
major.
He's 29 years of age.
He's. I mean, at what point are you proven? I mean, he's 50 starts now with the Cubs. He's been unbelievable.
We can negotiate it out with Jed coming up when he's on at 10:25. I'm sure he'd love to talk that through.
I think 4 for 60 would probably be the deal that you're looking for here, with probably like a fifth-year option at 20.
I feel comfortable with that.
If he turned that down, I think he's nuts. That's lifetime security.
You're not asking if I'm Jake Arrieta. I think Scott Boras, maybe Scott Boras would take it differently. I don't know. He's not that guy. I think the Cubs would be smart. Yeah, if they could say, hey, well, let's try to go get Jake for 4 for 60. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you make that offer?
You'd do that in a second.
Yeah.
A lot of success for a
Jake. Let's go back to the phones.
I don't think it's going away either.
All right. Chad's in Rantoul, Illinois. Chad, where are we at? The Air Force Base?
I used to live there.
There you go. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. I was wondering, I hear a lot of people talking about dealing to Oakland for Kazmir, but what about Zobrist and, had his name up on the computer.
Who, Sonny Gray?
Tyler Clippard?
No.
Tyler Clippard?
Tyler Clippard.
Tyler Clippard. Yeah, Tyler Clippard. Those between the three of them, that pretty much solves all your needs. I don't know what all you'd have to give up.
Well, to get Ben Zobrist, Tyler Clippard, and Scott Kazmir, you're giving a ton.
Well, they're all in the last year of their contract. They're all...
If you're getting all three, you're giving up a ton.
I mean, Kyle Schwarber's in that deal, I guarantee you.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Right. But I think if you go to and get those three to try and solve your problems, you get a better deal than going across the whole league and trying to go team to team.
Billy Beane, and we appreciate your call, Chad. Billy Beane is going to look at that call, and he's going to go, okay, you got me last year. You got Addison Russell and Billy McKinney. You got me. I'm getting you back. You're going for it now. Shoes on the other foot. You're paying through the nose.
Scott Kazmir's been dirty. 98 in the third inning, 77 hits, 92 strikeouts, 33 walks. I mean, those numbers are incredibly solid.
So there's been discussion about how much are the, you know, what price would the Cubs pay for this year? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is it an all in? Like, that's to me is an all in trade.
Like, I ran into Bruce Levine the other day. He's like, they should sell.
Yeah. That's.
And I'm like, you're out of your mind.
I think the Cubs, personally, I think they'd be like lower tier buyers where they kind of fill.
Like, if you told me they got one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to get all three?
That's
all in.
We're going for it in 2015.
Right.
Not that they're not going for it by making a lower tier trade. You know, I think right now you realize, okay, we're chasing the wild card. The Cardinals are probably.
Although, you're 8.5 back today.
I'm not saying it's. Look, the White Sox, you know, the 15-game lead in 05 got down to a game and a half with weeks to go. So it can happen. I mean, we've seen catastrophic collapses. But it's more likely that you're playing for a wild card.
I'm willing to hear the selling conversation. I just don't think you have a whole lot to sell. What are you going to do? You're going to trade Dexter Fowler? What's that going to get you?
I think Bruce was saying Fowler and Jason Hamill.
Okay, so if you traded Hamill.
I think Hamill's their most underrated pitcher.
Right, you have him signed to a reasonable number and you need pitching.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
Let's grab Alex in Beach Park. Alex, what's going on there, Sparkles?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Now, the last call made an interesting point for somebody going out west. But how about let's go out east with the Philadelphia Phillies ace pitcher?
Well, that's going to cost.
They want the moon.
Wait, you're talking about for Hamels?
Yes.
They've told the Cubs, it's Bryant or Russell if you want him. Make your pick.
How about giving them the other Burice and Schwery and Junior Lake?
Who?
But they said it starts with Russell.
Baez.
But they hung
Baez up. And Baez. Schwarber.
Yeah, and Junior Lake.
But what Cap is saying is that they want Bryant or Russell.
Correct.
The conversation starts there, and it ends if you don't include either one of them.
And we appreciate the call, Alex. Correct. That's what they have said. They have new management. Andy McPhail, who moves at the pace of a glacier.
He's your guy, isn't he?
I have no problem with Andy, but Andy was not great here.
Yeah.
Remember what Murphy?
How could you say you don't
M-A-C-F-A-I-L.
Not a McPhail fan.
He was not great here.
Not great. What did he? I mean, they had 0-3, which was the greatest moment in Cub history for all of us, which is so sad but true. But outside of that, I mean, what are we going to do, reminisce on the 1998 sweep to the Braves? How sweet was that?
Yeah, it was great. Phenomenal. I mean,
let's piece it together every year, Andy McPhail.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
Horrible draft record. I mean, horrific.
Let's before game 7 versus the Marlins, bring in the priest or whatever, or they'll let the goat in.
Yeah.
Let the goat in.
Yep.
That's good leadership.
That was him.
Yeah.
That was him.
If we didn't let him in, then they'd say, who cares what they'd say? You don't let the goat in, you goof. What's
so
wrong with you?
It's why Joe Maddon embraces all of Cubdom.
He
That's
does.
That's why he's different.
Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curve 4K Ultra HD TV at Apt in Glenview. With the Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, you get the fastest internet smart TV functions available. Come into Apt today, see the complete selection of Samsung electronics, or call them up at 847-544-2228. 847-544-2228. For complete satisfaction, free delivery, a better experience, shop where we shop. It's Apt, ABT, app.com. Ask for Steve Shapiro. Apps pleasing people since 1936. Take a time out. We'll come right back. More calls. And then Shannon Ryan joined us 9:55 about the cesspool, apparently, down at Illinois. We'll get to all of that next.
It's Cap and Haw.
His name is Simon Winthrop. He is the magic man that the Cubs hired. One of the pictures you have is you with Noriyuki Pat Morita, Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid movies.
Wax on, wax off.
Pat Morita is starting to do tricks with an egg, and he blows really hard at the egg, and the egg jumped out of the shot glass and into the shot glass right next to it, and I was blown away. So I said, Pat, can I see that egg? Grab the egg, break it in half, right on the hot grill. A live baby duck appears out of the middle of the egg, walking onto the grill, and went, it came all the way back. Duck is still alive.
That's great.
That's my Pat Morita story.
Wax on, wax off.
Get him a body bag.
It's one of the best movie songs ever.
It is. Phenomenal. Welcome back, Cap and Haw. David Haw on vacay till the 13th. Carmen, Ryan McGuffey, Comcast Sportsnet is in our studio. Thanks again to Simon Winthrop. That was our magician we had on yesterday who performed for the Cubs in New York. And he's 3-0 since the Cubs are 3-0 since he was there.
It's magic.
It's magic. Remember Rizzo at third base?
Yeah.
Gets the great slide. He goes, it's magic.
You're buying
it's
in.
It's magic.
People buying in. Even Keep Lester. Even Lester said he's buying into the gimmicks, I guess, for lack of a better word.
And it's funny because Joe Maddon was raised in the Angels system as a major league coach to Mike Socha. Mikey has in his notes today, so Mike
hashtag,
Trout.
Hashtag Jackal Notes. Go ahead.
Hashtag Jackal Notes.
The other guys.
Anyway. He put, hold on, I got to find the little story.
I have it here, Cap.
Here it is. Okay. Mike Socha runs a pretty tight ship in Anaheim. This from Jeff Passan, Carmen's buddy of Yahoo Sports. So Mike Trout hung one of those Nerf mini basketball hoops in the Angels clubhouse. One day, according to league sources, the hoop came down. Trout hung it back up. Down it went again. Mike Socha, the sources said, did not like the idea of a foam ball being tossed around in his domain. He didn't like loud music either, so he turned the volume knob to a level that he deemed appropriate. Joe Maddon.
He gone, man.
Cranks up the music. They have a smoke machine, a disco ball. They get a magician. So it's like so different.
Socha. Come on, man. And the Jackal, by the way, he covered the Angels in a previous employment. That he's saying in the year that the it was a tense atmosphere in your Angels clubhouse.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the tension between him and now the departed Jerry DePoto, who was the general manager, palpable. Because Jerry was very into analytics. And literally, if you read Ken Rosenthal's report that he recently came out with, it was getting to the point that he would hand his data, Jerry DePoto, directly to the players because Socha would get the analytics from him and just throw him away.
Toss it. I'm not looking at that stuff. I manage how I manage.
He's been there 15 years and
what is he?
It's Artie Moreno's guy.
What has he done? He won a World Series in 2002.
I mean, they won 98 games last year.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Gone quick.
Okay.
Yeah, but the baseball playoffs are kind of. I mean, you got to give Socha some credit. The guy's obviously had a great track record. But La Russa's clubhouse was the same way in St. Louis. I mean, you walked in there after a loss. Those guys were not allowed to basically talk. No music, no nothing, dead silence.
But no music in the Cub clubhouse if they lose. But
I'm
if they
okay
win, they get 30 minutes.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You should be mad about a loss. And even Joe.
Absolutely.
Joe says that. He says, you know, I want them to.
Okay, but it, I mean, it was like dead silent in there. You're not allowed to talk. Listen,
if it feels like you're walking on eggshells, that's a different story.
I mean, it's 100. Listen, they won.
But
so
if you go into the Cubs clubhouse, if they lose, there's not a party atmosphere in there.
There shouldn't be, though. When you
guys are ticked.
Wouldn't you have a problem if they had blaring music and a disco ball going?
No question.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be music, but I think there should be a drop of an allowed perspective that we're playing 162 games and you don't have to mourn every loss like it's the end of the season. I mean, it shouldn't. I don't think you should feel defeat. If you've lost five in a row, okay, fine. Nobody's saying anything. But one loss in the middle of the year, hey, we're moving on. We're playing tomorrow. I'm not walking out.
I think that's how they handle it.
Right.
Let's get Tim in Chicago. Hey, Tim. Welcome there, buddy. Wait, hold on a second. Hang on a minute. Tim, I got you now. There you go. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, pal?
Oh, man, this Cubs team is so much fun to watch, don't you think? I mean, they're just in a point right now that I'm loving it. I know I'm drinking the Cubby Kool-Aid. I love it. But, you know, they're in such a unique position, right? I mean, I think the most important thing is that Joe Maddon has this team believing they can win. And that's, I think, the most important thing. But I think they're in a unique position right now because they're, like, not that level of the Cardinals where they're just, like, you know, the best of the best, nor are they the worst of the worst like the Phillies. I think they're in this kind of middle ground, and I think it's going to make this trade deadline so unique and interesting. I'd be curious to see what your thoughts are. I know people have been thinking back and forth about Kazmir, and, man, I think if you have the opportunity to go and win this thing, man, I think you might have to maybe give up like a Schwarber or a Baez and take a chance. I mean, look at the Royals last year. I don't know, I'll let you guys talk about it. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call, buddy.
I love when Tim drives the show. Thank you, Tim. I think that Tim's going to the Grateful Dead this weekend at some point. Love, Tim. I don't know where that excitement's coming from for myself.
I do.
Well, hold on. Don't you get the feeling from them that they're, if there's a reasonable acquisition to make, they'll do it?
100%.
But I don't think that they're going to go over the top and go for it this year.
I don't either.
Okay, so
I don't think if they said we had to do it, we traded Addison Russell, no shot.
It's not happening. They're the excitement, not do that. The and they shouldn't.
The excitement in Tim's voice and other Cub fans is that they've watched 4 or 5 years of
horrendous. And if they step up to the podium and go, we're not going to win this year. We've traded Jason Hamill and this guy, and that, people would turn their back. They'd be ticked.
So I mean, we're talking about Scott Kazmir, guys that the Cubs can go pluck, and we're forgetting about all of the other teams that are in a pennant race. I mean, in the American League,
the Yankees were looking for pitching.
You have 8 teams within 2.5 games of the wild card. 8 teams within 2.5 games. In the National League, let's say within 5 games of the wild card, you have another 6. I think you draw the line.
Well, Clay Buchholz, I guarantee you Ben Cherington would help Theo. He's not going to give him to him, but he'd make a deal with him.
When your lineup goes 3 deep, you really can't talk about being a playoff contender. And then maybe that's selling Starlin Castro a little bit short, but your lineup is super thin. There's a reason why they're not scoring a lot of runs. It's not because they've had a bad approach lately.
I wouldn't say their lineup's 3 deep.
How deep is it? You get given it 4?
Rizzo, Bryant, Montero. Pretty solid offensive player.
Montero is a 6-7 hitter. He's hitting 4 for you.
Castro.
Another 6-7 hitter who's hitting 5 for you. I mean, maybe Jorge Soler comes back and is a monster. I doubt it.
I'd say 3 deep is fair.
I mean, that's really what it is.
You have nobody in your outfield that's really a major contributor.
Soler should be when he comes back.
We're just talking about what's right now on the surface. We can't project. We've been projecting Jorge Soler for a couple of years now. I mean, the expectations are high for him. Whether or not he meets them, that's another story.
I don't want to talk it down either. Are they going to pitch this well? I mean, I actually think it's a fair assessment.
Are they going to pitch this well? Why wouldn't they?
It's a long year. They're pitching incredibly well right now.
So are the White Sox. The White Sox are pitching incredibly well.
They are.
Player
of the month, pitcher of the month.
Why? I mean, it's not just Chris. We talked about Samardzija. You got Quintana. You got Carlos Rodon. You got guys that are – they've done that all year. There's been others.
Their defense is awful. Their offense is awful. So you got 3 guys hitting 50 points below their career averages, and we're not talking about – 3-year careers. So I'm about 8 to 10-year careers.
50 points.
Melky, LaRoche, Ramirez.
You can make the argument that Lester can be better. That's a fair argument.
Oh, yeah.
You can make the argument that Kyle Hendricks can be better. I don't know who they're going to slot in the 5 hole now that, you know, Wada's gone for however long. So there, I mean, I guess, but I don't think Arrieta can do much more than he's done. I don't think Hamill can do much more than, and bullpen wise, I mean, they've been very solid.
Yeah, they've been good, and they're getting guys back. I mean, that's the other thing. Ramirez is back. I just think that I don't think there's any reason. There's nothing you can point to say they can't continue to pitch well.
By the way, Bruce Miles just tweeted, first-round pick Ian Happ, game-winning solo home run in the 11th
for Class A.
Eugene, 4 home runs for Happ since he signed his
deal. Have you watched any of that on MILB.com?
I have not yet. No. I've moved to the major league team this year. And also my friend at BR Bear on Twitter.
My man.
My buddy.
Yeah.
Nothing like listening to the second-best college receiver named Ryan McGuffey on my B-Day. Happy birthday, Brendan. That's your best friend.
That's right. I was going to sneak that one in, but you got it in. Happy birthday, Brendan Rodman.
There you go.
Yes.
Who's the first best? The best?
Ryan McGuffey was a Division I wide receiver for the University of Wyoming.
Really?
Yes. Same time frame.
Really?
I came home pretty liquored up on a Thursday one night to see an ESPN replay of a Thursday night game. At 2 in the morning, he's diving to make a catch in the snow at Colorado State. I thought I was hallucinating.
Wow. Pretty funny.
Before the segment ends, I'd like to just rewind all the way to the start and give Elizabeth Shue credit for changing my childhood and how much I loved her in The Karate Kid.
I will second that.
She was good.
Allie? She was so, so cute.
Allie?
God bless her.
She was cute.
I mean, you can call her hot. She was more cute, though.
She was. She wasn't hot. She was cute.
In the eight?
Yeah, that's right.
We can keep that going.
Girl next door, somebody you always coveted.
She was fantastic.
All right, we've got to change gears because there's some real
play mini golf with her
stuff going on at the University of Illinois. Shannon Ryan has been front and center just all over this story. And now there's a $10 million lawsuit against the university and their women's basketball coaches. Bad stuff. Shannon Ryan joins us next. Ken and Darian, Ryan in Fort Wayne. We'll get to you guys on talking Cubs and deadline as well. 312-235-2525. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Stay safe out there. Be right back.